Welcome to the November 21st dual platform service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service is led by Reverend Pam Phillips and Worship Associate Ellen Plummer. This month's theme is Holding History. As we hold history, we should think about the fact that we will someday become history. What legacy do we want to leave? We'll celebrate the history of our Lifespan Faith Development Program as we honor Karen Hager and Rachel Crane as they leave their positions. I suggest that you make arrangements to see the service video to get the full effect from seeing the kids in addition to just hearing what they say.
Welcome us into worship.
I'd be delighted to do so. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in the New River Valley, where we share a mission to inspire, create, and transform. Pam's already sort of introduced me. I'm Ellen Plummer, and it's my privilege to be a worship associate with you all and with Rev Pam today. If you are here for the first time, we are so very glad that you have found us. You will find a link to the virtual visitors card in the chat. There is also a paper card in the back of the sanctuary. We invite you to fill it out and to let us know how we might be able to stay in touch with you. Again, thank you for being with us today. If you have a joy or a sorrow you wish to be shared aloud during the service, you'll find a link in the chat, and again, a card in the back of the sanctuary. Please fill that out, and we'll be happy to share your joy and or your concern during the service. We will collect those cards from the sanctuary during the opening hymn. There are many opportunities to meet virtually or on the ground throughout the week. You can look at the calendar on our website for times, location, Zoom links, and contact information if you'd like to join us in any of these activities. Thank you so very much to all of the volunteers who help us with our activities across the week and beyond, and thank you to the volunteers this morning who make our service possible.
As we prepare for worship, there's some things we need to remember. If you're with us online, a link to the order of the service is in the chat. Stay muted until the breakout rooms after the service when you can talk with one another. You can turn on and off your video with the camera icon. You can control the captions by clicking on the CC icon. In the sanctuary, if you put your phones on worship mode, that will preserve our Wi-Fi. I also want to lift up some announcements. Irene Peterson has asked me to thank everyone who participated in the auction. Due to your generosity, we raised over $5,500. I want to add my thanks to all who participated, and a special thanks to Irene Peterson and Molly McClintock for putting it all together. And I know there were many other hands who helped, but thank you. You rock. I also want to make a special announcement for next week's Sunday service. I won't be in the pulpit, but Reverend Dara Olant, who my predecessor, will be joining us on the screen. So I invite you to come either on Zoom or in person. So this morning, let's greet one another. I'm going to put these back on. You don't need to see me. So if you are on Zoom, if you could turn your cameras on so that we can see your beautiful faces here in the sanctuary, you are on the screen. So wave to the people in the room. It looks like we might have one more screen of people at least that we can look at. A few, but you can see the names of the people who are here. All right, and now I'll ask our trusty volunteers in the sound booth to If you could, here we go. So people in the room, this is what people at home are seeing. If you can see on speaker view or the spotlight, here are the folks who are joining us live. You can tell who comes in late because they're sitting on the side where the door is. And there's so much more room on the other side. We are so glad that we can all be together in virtual and real space. That's all real space. All right, that's the hardest part. Got it, Victoria? She's going to do it next week. I'm going to turn off my cameras so people at home don't, and people here don't need to monitor themselves. So let me see what's next. Let's go ahead and light the chalice. Ellen, if you will say the words, I will light the chalice here. We can advance the slide. We've got some new technology here we're going to try to make work. Ellen?
One way that we create sacred space together is by lighting the chalice. Please join me in reading our chalice lighting words. We light this chalice for the warmth of welcome, light of hope, and the fire of service. Our opening words today were written by Karen G. Johnson. Ancestors who spoke with bravest fire, lend us your senses, that we may know another world is on her way, breathed into life with our participation in her creation. Forebearers who led the way where there was at first no way, lend us your persistence, your temerity, your assurance that the moral arc of the universe does indeed bend towards justice. Ones who went before us, sacrificing for a future not your own, help us to give ourselves that the common stones in our hands today may be cathedrals of compassion today, halls of restorative justice tomorrow, and sheltering walls of beloved community the day after. It is Sunday morning, the day we gather. Let us be thankful and full of praise to be in the company of those who came before, yet are ever in our midst.
Please join in reading our covenant. We covenant to create a place of respect and kindness, and to build a spiritual community based on reason and courageous love. While we celebrate the words of our mission statement and of this covenant, we affirm that our mission lives through our actions. Today is a special day. Today is the last day that our Director of Lifespan Faith Development will be working in that role. Jane Keppel Benson, who is chair of the LFD committee, along with Anna Keppel Benson, who is a product of the Lifespan Faith Development Program, took all the expressions of gratitude recorded by our children and youth and made a video. Karen, these voices represent only a fraction of the lives you have touched through your role here. So listen to them, knowing that there is a cloud of witnesses listening, watching with gratitude for all that you have done.
Karen did so much for everyone in RE and always made every kid feel super welcome and put in so much hard work to make every day special and awesome and a great learning experience for everyone that was in RE. And thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Miss Karen, for everything you did. I especially like the activity you made for us with the cupcakes.
Thank you, Miss Karen, so much. The llama activity was such a good idea.
You got a bracelet and then you passed it on to someone for doing a good deed, and you could track it and watch it like travel all over the country. and you were introducing it to the congregation, and you decided to give it to me because I helped you with the giving tree. And in that moment, I just felt really special. I just didn't make that.
No, thanks for everything.
Thank you, Miss Karen, for everything that you've organized to do. We'll miss you a lot, and I hope we get to see you someday again.
I like building the fairy thingies that we put in the garden.
I have been in RE since I was in second grade, so around 7-ish years. It has just been a really transformative part of my life, and it's been amazing getting to see other people grow and getting to work with you, Karen, for this entire time. And I'm excited to see you go on to your next chapter in life.
Karen, for all the crafts that you gave to us, I think my favorite one was the dragon eggs. And I think my favorite class was Dread Egg class, where we got all of our lightsabers made of cool things.
Thank you, Karen, for giving me Wolfie. I really like Wolfie, and since I couldn't find Wolfie, I just brought this skunk. It's a peppermint. Pepper. And by the way, remember I choose Wolfie the Wolf? Wolfie Wolf?
I really liked the crafts that you gave us, especially the Dragon Egg class and the Jedi class. I think that was amazing. I think it was amazing that you could come up with this. It was just amazing. Thank you.
Ever since I started RE as a little kid to helping out as a teen assistant, I've always been amazed at how well Karen keeps everything under control and organizes and floats between all the classrooms. And I mean, in the time that I've been here, the RE program has just grown exponentially and been so much bettered by what she's done for it.
We'll miss you, Miss Karen.
I have been at the UUC for a number of years now, and I started going here when I was very little, and I was very shy when I was younger, and Karen welcomed our family, me and Robbie, with open arms and showed us down to the RE and made us feel welcome and sort of at home when we first showed up. And she's always been kind and nice to our family, Robbie and I, and welcomed us into the RE. And just throughout the years, she's been there to support and show us and teach us everything and organize all our out of church events for youth group and RE and all the cool stuff that I've done through the church. And without Karen, I feel like my church experience wouldn't be nearly as great.
Thanks for the name tag. Snow saying thanks for the name tag. Well, thank you, Karen. Thank you, Karen, for all the things you've done. Thanks for church school, and thanks for the even I liked it. Thanks for the name tag, and thanks for how hard you worked. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen, for all the work you've done for the kids' programs. I really enjoyed like all the hands-on stuff, and I especially enjoyed the Harry Potter program and the holidays and holy days. I also enjoyed hanging out with other people of my age during middle school youth group, so I enjoyed a lot of that, so thank you.
Thank you, Karen, for organizing all the kids' programs of the church. My favorite ones were the Easter egg hunting and the buddy program. Thank you.
What I like about RE is all the fun activities we do, like the stuffed animal sleepover and the scary to be hungry thing where you dress up in your Halloween costume.
Thank you for all the hard work you've put in after all these years. And I think everybody here can appreciate and notice all the hard work and passion you put into everything. All your creativity can always shine through everything you ever done in this program. And without you, this program would not be where it is today. I wouldn't have the same youth group I have right now. I wouldn't be able to have all these opportunities that you're responsible for me having. You'd always come home from work like an hour late, something like that. And you always said it's because people were talking to you over and over again. I think that is definitely because a bunch of people not only appreciated all the work you do, but appreciated who you are as a person. And everybody just was thankful that you were there every Sunday and just wanted to talk to you every day. And I think that you'll have a lot of memories from this job that you always carry through the rest of your life.
Thank you, Ms. Karen!
So I've already blown it and broken my promise to not make you cry. So stay there for just a minute, okay? In the fall of 2010, this congregation and Karen Hager entered into an unspoken covenant with one another. Karen agreed to step out of her role as a regular congregant to become our professional director of religious education. In turn, the congregation agreed to recognize Karen in this role and to support her in this work. Because Karen was also a part of this congregation, this new arrangement presented its own challenges. Going from being a spiritual participant of a congregation to becoming a staff member can be a difficult transition. Though you are still on a spiritual journey, in some ways you lose your spiritual home. You lose your minister as your minister because he or she becomes your supervisor. You become privy to information not available to members and friends, which can be a heavy burden at times and can present a conflict of interest. In the case of a director of Lifespan Faith Development, you gain authority with members who teach as you come to supervise them. Your role with respect to parents and children changes as well as you become responsible for the safety and the religious education of the young. Boundaries of friendship and shared journeys are redrawn when a congregant becomes a staff member. It is good to be aware of this and the sacrifices it entails whenever a congregation chooses to call a congregant as staff. Karen handled this transition with maturity and grace. Now it is time for her to step back into her role as a regular spiritual member of this congregation and to relinquish her role as Lifespan Faith Development Director. Years of experience and wisdom show that this transition can be even more difficult for both the individual and the congregation than crossing in the other direction, from congregant to staff member. Boundaries must again be reset as the staff member relinquishes authority and again becomes equal to all other congregants. Furthermore, all must respect the need for any future leaders, volunteered or paid, to handle the role in their own way, using their own gifts, without comparison to Karen, because who could compare, and without interference from Karen, which we know she would not dream of doing. Today, we release Karen from her covenant, from our covenant with her as Director of Lifespan Faith Development. And we welcome her back into our regular covenant as members of this congregation. This time, I'd like to invite Bob Simpson as president and Karen to come up.
Okay. Karen, are you ready to be released from this covenant?
I am.
Thank you. I say the following on behalf of the congregation. Karen, we release you from our covenant as Director of Lifespan Faith Development. We thank you for accepting this responsibility, for leading and shaping the religious lives of our children. We welcome you back among us as a member of the Unitarian Universalist congregation. We promise to walk with you and with each other in the spirit of mutual love. We promise to recognize and respect your boundaries as your role among us changes.
I release you from your covenant with me. I am grateful for my time as Director of Lifespan Faith Development, entrusted with shaping the religious, spiritual, and ethical growth of your children, youth, and adults. I will continue to walk with you in the spirit of mutual love, so vital to our life together at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation, even as I step aside to make room for new leadership.
The transitional leadership of the Lifespan Faith Development Program will be our new Lifespan Faith Development team. I invite the members of the committee to come forward now. Sarah, Brandy, and Alyssa. Sarah, Brandy, and Alyssa, do you, as the new Lifespan Faith Development team, promise to work together to coordinate our Lifespan Faith Development program for the next 6 months? Do you promise to share the work, to call on all of us to help and support you in carrying this light in the coming year?
Maybe it's to choose.
Do you, the members of this congregation, promise to say yes to the call to help our Lifespan Faith Development Program flourish when the call comes to you?
We do.
All right, let's all clap now. Do you want to present that now?
Sure, I would like to. I'd like to present, this is a plaque for Karen in case she can put it on a wall in case she forgets that she ever worked here at one time. She's been with us since October of 2010 until now, November of 2020. And this is an appreciation for her service creating UU's exemplary Lifespan Faith Development Program. Thank you very much.
We're also going to have a paver in the Memorial Garden so that you will always be, oh gosh, now I'm going to cry. so that in years hence, people will know the role that you played in this congregation.
Thank you.
So every Sunday, before the kids went to classes, we sang Reeb's Children's Benediction. Remember it? We have so missed having the children with us in worship. It was so great to see their faces today. And we look forward to the time when we can all be together in this space again. And we are so grateful for all that Karen and Rachel Crane, who could not be here today, and all the volunteers have done to engage our children and youth, to keep them and their families connected to UUC in so many creative ways. We trust that the new LFD team will continue to show the same commitment to our Lifespan Faith Development Program. And while Karen and Rachel are not going away, they are just changing their roles. Let us honor their creativity and commitment and express our gratitude with the song we sing to our children. So now.
Go in love, our hearts go with you. Go in joy, our hopes go too.
One way that we celebrate our community is by collecting an offering and by sharing half of that offering with a local charity or a UU-affiliated organization. This week's recipient is the Blacksburg Head Start. Head Start's mission is to build on the unique strengths of our children and their families through positive engagement, health education, and a quality preschool experience. Head Start prepares children for lifelong success by focusing on school readiness and by partnering with families to support their goals in the home and in the school environment. You may give online using the link in the chat through our Give Plus app or by texting word fund to the number provided. You can either right now or after the service. If you have not used any of these ways to give, your order of service and the announcements have more information. If you're attending church in person and would like to give cash or a check, there is a basket in the back of the sanctuary. Thank you all so very much for your generosity. As we collect our offerings, we'll enjoy Jared playing Bruyere's by Claude Debussy, during which you were invited to light a candle of hope and remembrance. Please remember, maintain distance between yourself and others. And for those online, you may write in the chat if you'd like a candle lit, and we will read those aloud after the offertory. We accept our offerings in support of our congregation and our larger community, recognizing always that in giving and receiving, we participate in a circle of care that has no beginning and no end.
I invite you now into a time of meditation and prayer. Our words today, A Web of Holy Relationships by Lynn Cox. Spirit of life, who draws us together in a web of holy relationships, make your presence known with us and in us and among us. Remind us that we are not alone in history. Ignite us with the courage of the living tradition. Remind us that we are not alone in entering the future. Anchor us with patience and perseverance. Remind us that we are not alone in our times of grief and pain. Comfort us with your spirit. Manifest in human hands and voices. Remind us that we are not alone in joy and wonder. Inspire us to honor and extend the beauty we find in this world. Divine music of the universe, let our hearts beat in diverse and harmonious rhythms, cooperating with an everlasting dance of love. May we move with the rhythms of peace. May we move with the rhythms of compassion. May we move with the rhythms of justice. Source of stars and planets and water and land, open our hearts to all of our neighbors. Open our souls to a renewal of faith. Open our hands to join together in the work ahead. So be it. Blessed be, and amen. Let's continue in the mood of meditation with the hymn, Spirit of Life. Roots hold me close. Last week, we talked about some of our Unitarian and Universalist roots that go back nearly 2,000 years. This week, I want us to think about our more recent roots, roots that hold us close not just to Unitarian Universalism, but to this Unitarian Universalist congregation, and to think of ourselves as those roots for future generations. Today, we honored the extraordinary career and service of Karen Hager and of her assistant, Rachel Crane. We look forward to the new LFD team who will continue to build on their legacy. But let us also honor and remember all the many volunteers of this congregation who teach and have taught our children and youth, now and in the years past, and the leaders who guided them. I think of Christine Reed, who served as Director of Religious Education for 11 years, and before her, Sharon Day and Kathy Skinner for shorter stints. And before this congregation had paid DREs, it had volunteer RE coordinators like Crosby Houston. Crosby, I just learned that yesterday. And that's as far back as my knowledge goes, but I do know that back in the early days in the fellowship in the house at the bottom of the driveway, I know that Sally Pfeiffer taught because I had a picture of kids from that era and she could point out their names even just looking from the back of their heads. So I encourage you to ask Sally and some of the other folks who have been around for a long time who those people were. They and many others contributed their time and talent to make sure our children have been nurtured and cared for by this congregation. All those directors, coordinators, teachers, and advisors form the religious roots that have helped our children grow into fine people who will go out into the world with the knowledge and skills and values they've learned here. And some of those young adults have returned. Some of them are teaching and advising in our program now. Roots hold me close. Wings set me free. Our Lifespan Faith Development Program and the many who staff and volunteer who have created and sustained it help us live into our mission to inspire spiritual and ethical growth. And it is just one of the many other ministries and people today and in the past who help us live into our mission statement, also to create compassionate community and to transform our community and the world through courageous love. All those ministries, all those people form the roots that hold us close. We are grateful for our UUC ancestors, the people who had the vision and determination to grow this community of faith into the one we know today, building this wonderful meeting house, cultivating our beautiful grounds, hiring and calling religious professionals, creating and sustaining thriving programs and ministries. But as the list of those who nurtured our LFD program proves, it's not just those who have gone before to whom we look with gratitude. It's not just the past. The death of Isabel, along with other beloved members these past 2 years, brings this into sharp relief. Isabel was a member of this religious community for decades, part of our history, our past. But her contributions continued into the present. Just ask any of the newcomers who attended our orientation just 2 weeks ago. Now that she has become a cosmic mariner, destination unknown, she is no longer part of our present. She is part of our past, part of our history, as we will all become someday. We're part of UUC's present and future, but one day we will all be part of its history. And what do we want that history to be? What legacy do we want to leave for our children and future generations? Now, becoming history is a difficult thing to think about. As a teacher, I remember the first time I taught a history lesson that included events I remembered from my own life. Talk about feeling old. But I am mindful that we are living in a time that will definitely loom large in future history books. Future students will learn about the great pandemic of the 2020s. Oh, to know the things that they will learn, to have that perspective. But I also believe our era will be remembered by the way we addressed some of the most wicked problems of our times. Will our time be remembered for our efforts for civil rights, for climate justice? The verdict in the Kenosha, Wisconsin trial and the upcoming verdict in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery are only the most recent reminders that we are living in a time when we have choices to make. What part will we take in addressing racism? What part will we take in addressing other systems of oppression? How do we want future generations to remember us? Yesterday was the Transgender Day of Remembrance, an annual recognition that while our country has come a long way and made great strides in civil rights for members of the LGBTQ+ community, we still have far to go. On this day, we remember those transgender people who have been killed for being who they are. Sadly, the number has increased in the past 3 years, perhaps in part due to better documentation of those who have lost their lives. But still, too many. Let's hold those who are lost and their loved ones in our hearts. and let us be inspired to action. Roots hold me close, wings set me free. Seeing the faces of those who have died brings to mind these words from our meditation hymn. Spirit of life, come unto me. Sing in my heart all the stirrings of compassion. Move in the hand, giving life the shape of justice. As we consider ourselves becoming history and how we want to be remembered by future generations, I invite us to feel those stirrings of compassion and to heed the call to give life the shape of justice. So many in the world for whom we can feel compassion, so many injustices to be made just. As our centering quote reminds us, there are still many causes worth sacrificing for. So much history yet to be made. It would be easy to be overwhelmed, but too much is riding on our choices. I think of those who have died in the past 2 years from this congregation, and I think of all that they did in their lives, their work lives, their family lives, their social justice lives. Let's be inspired by their history, by that part of our roots. Our closing hymn today is Turn the World Around, and it's sung by the UUC choir. And it reminds us to think of who we are and who we want to be, but also how we are connected to each other and all with whom we share the planet. Harry Belafonte told the story of the song on an episode of Sesame Street in this way. He said, I discovered that song in Africa. I was in a country called Guinea. I went deep into the interior of the country, and in a little village, I met with a storyteller. That storyteller went way back in African tradition and African mythology and began to tell this story about the fire, the sun, the water, the earth. He pointed out the whole of these things put together turns the world around, that all of us are here for a very short time. In that time that we're here, there really isn't any difference in any of us if we take time out to understand each other. The question is, he asked, do I know who you are? Or who I am? Do we care about each other? Because if we do, together we can turn the world around. So let's take our cue from Harry Belafonte, who reminds us that we are here for a very, very short time. But while we are here, if we care about each other, we can turn the world around. Let's listen to the choir sing. So is life. In the weeks ahead, find ways that you can turn the world around. We'll extinguish our chalice, not the light of truth, the fire of commitment, or warmth of community. Let's take those in our hearts out into the world, and especially this week, as you are seeing some of your relatives on Thanksgiving, give them all the love that you can. Amen, and blessed be.